And as usual, we are awaiting any kind of a home improvement question you may have in mind. You can call it in. You can text it in, as usual, 651-461-9226. Andy Lindis, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Trying to get through another Saturday here with a couple of technical difficulties, but we will get through it. I'm talking about the solar shingles. I must have been on the Lindis website as I go on from time to time. And I want to tell you something. Those solar shingles, they are very attractive looking on this picture of a roof with, you know, the other regular shingles around it. It's really a good looking product.
Yeah, and more importantly than the aesthetics, they work better than any other solar panel on the market, and they leak way less than all of the other solar panels on the market. I have yet to find a company, Denny. Remind you, I've been looking at solar and testing solar for 20 years now, and I've yet to find any single roofing company. Now, keep that in mind. There's two types of people that install solar, roofers and then only people that do solar. And I've never seen people that only do solar have good reviews and positive feedback. And every roofer that I trust in the industry, from California, Florida, Georgia, Ohio, I've talked to countless roofers that do solar. And every single one of them that installs panels over the top of roofing eventually deals with service issues, whether it's the things that aren't covered under warranty on the solar panel components or leaking through the roof. Because there's maintenance that is required of those fasteners. Those exposed fasteners have to be sealed up every so often. And when you live in climates like we live in, so we have a low of today, 8 degrees?
Yeah.
Which is a little bit warmer than we've been dealing with for about the last week. And then all of a sudden we have 41 and 25, Tuesday? That swing in temperatures that we have to deal with, anywhere from 40 below to 103. That's a wider range than almost anywhere else in the country, So our building materials go through more expansion and contraction than what most parts of the country have to deal with. And every time you're dealing with those swings of temperatures, it gives room for things to fail. It's a great place in the world to test building materials, because if it can stand up to Minnesota weather, then it can stand up almost anywhere in the country. We don't have maybe some of the extreme heats and UV indexes that can be really detrimental on building materials as well. But I'm telling you, expansion and contraction and how things move and how things freeze and thaw out is a big thing. I'm guessing Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm going to start getting phone calls of it raining in people's attics, or they're getting leaks because of all of the condensation that has happened over the last week and a half. If you're worried about heat escape in your home, right now, if you look in your attic and you're seeing frost, that's a concern. That frost is eventually going to melt and eventually get into insulation. It can cause mold. Best case scenario, it just compacts your insulation a little bit and dries out. You don't get any mold. But if you got frost in your attic or the nails are frosted up, you could have way bigger issues. You're talking your air quality, mold, health issues, not to mention the amount of energy that you're losing because of it.
Is that something you see often, Andy, with what you just described?
Oh, we see it. Anytime we get weather like we just had, we're going to spend the next 2 weeks dealing with moisture issues in attics. So when these cold snaps happen, that we've talked about the stack effect where air goes up walls, air goes up. You feel that cold air coming down your walls, out your outlets. If you felt any of that, chances are you got frost in your attic because the warm air has gone into your attic, met a cold surface, and started to condensate. If you are feeling drafts in your home, it's more than likely because the warm air is pushing the cold air down the walls. But when it comes to roofing and insulation, this is why we took so long. Our solar shingle installs just like a normal shingle, has the same warranty as a normal shingle. It's never going to leak, never going to fly off. Every component is guaranteed just like the rest of our roofing. And when I chose roofing, I did it very, very specifically. I don't know if I've ever told this story, Denny. We got out of roofing completely at one point in time. And it was because we were working with a manufacturer of a shingle. Everyone called it the organic shingles, and they lost granules and curled up. So my mom and dad were having to tell customers that the manufacturer is only going to give you $500 to replace your roof. So my dad, being my dad, ate those costs and reinstalled people's roofs with a better shingle. Just how we go about things. But we got out of roofing completely because we couldn't trust the manufacturers at all. And we started working with this manufacturer named Elk. They had a 30, a 40, and a 50-year shingle. And it just, the way their warranty was written was better than most of the other warranties. And thankfully, Elk partnered with GAF. And GAF Elk was a company for a while. Now it's just GAF. And one of the first things I did when we became a Master Elite with GAF, I don't know, this is 15 years ago now, 20 years ago now, we started offering the Golden Pledge warranty. With the golden ticket, we were the first people in the country to offer a lifetime workmanship warranty, along with all of the other warranties that the manufacturer brings. This warranty makes your roofing system bulletproof. Should there ever be anything that could be remotely considered a installation defect or a manufacturer defect, it'll be zero out-of-pocket expense for the customer. Now, the best part about that warranty is, manufacturers don't put warranties on things they think is going to fail. And I've had three warranty failures in my life with GAF. And all three times it was a unique situation. Something went goofy at the factory. And there was zero out-of-pocket expense for the customer. And that's the same with the solar shingles that is manufactured by GAF Energy. Not only do they produce more energy than almost all of the other solar panels out there, they also have the strongest and best warranty in the industry. And it's the only solar panel system that's going to guarantee the amount of energy that it's going to create. The biggest problem with all of these, and I've told you this, our people have gotten estimates from other solar companies around the Twin Cities. And our system says it's not a viable roof for solar. I mean, it'll generate some energy, but not enough where it's going to ever pay for the system. And other solar companies are selling a fugazi of it's going to generate 10 kW, yada, yada, yada. And there's just no way. Just way too much shade, not enough south-facing slope or west-facing slope, or the roof is cut up too much. So it's, yes, solar is great, but it's not for everyone. And I think the best thing that Lindis Construction has going for us, Denny, is our reputation. And I will not let a manufacturer or a product tarnish that. We are very, very careful on what we offer to the public. Solar panels aren't cheap. Solar shingles aren't cheap. But in the long run, I believe these are the best ones manufactured, and they've come out with a newer version of it that's generating even more energy. And our people are telling us that, 15, 20 years from now, 80% of roofing is going to have some type of solar component to it. We're also looking at installing things like humidistats inside the attic, moisture meters inside the attic, so people can really start to tell what's going on with their home. When you talk roofing or attic space, you need to think basically from the gutters on up. If, you're sitting in your living room and you're looking at your ceiling, that whole system works together. And then you got to look down because your basement plays a role as well. So everyone needs to understand that the houses have a general maintenance that needs to happen and how things work. And this time of year, when we have the weather that we're having over the last few days, it's the easiest time of the year to figure out what's going on with your home. It's so easy to find drafts. It's easy to find frost. Easy to find moisture issues. You got frost up on your windows. I check the humidity level in your home. If it's too high, that can be, our windows might be telling us something here. Because if your humidity is at 60, 70%, 50% this time of year, and you're getting a little frost up on your windows, I'd be willing to bet there's frost other places in your house. Could be in your walls, could be in your attic. It can be in a variety of places, but not just your windows. All you're seeing there is warm air meet a cold surface and creates frost.
Yeah.
Now, it's nothing fun to go through, and I'm really thankful, Denny. We got almost zero frost up calls from any of our window customers the last 2 weeks.
Because it's not a lot. The
window, it's just how it's installed.
Yeah, the product itself and the installation, it goes hand in hand, just like you've said in the past years. Andy, I'm getting a notice here. We have to take a quick break, but when we come back, let's talk some more. And, of course, invite our listeners to join in. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, we'd love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830 WCCO. Stay with us. And good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to our Home Improvement Show. Every week we're on the air in the 9 o'clock hour, thanks to our friends at Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. Andy Lindus back answering those questions this morning. We've been talking about solar shingles. And I mentioned that I saw a picture of that applied, Lindus picture of that work that Lindus had done. And what really impressed me, and I want to know if you're getting listeners to, if they're excited about these things, but what I guess I pictured before actually seeing these solar shingles, they're not this bulky, outdated stuff at all. It's really streamlined, right?
You know, it installs almost exactly like a shingle and lays flat on your roof. So the nicest part about the way we install these solar shingles, Denny, is all of your water infiltration and air infiltration, the same thing you do with underlayment, it's a lot of those same things. So roofers as a whole are really getting behind this product because the way it installs. Yes, we have to have an electrician come and do the hookup, and we have to work with your utilities in order to do that. But luckily, we live in a state. We've spent a lot of money on our infrastructure over the last few years and more to come. And on making it easier for residential people to hook up solar. And Xcel Energy has been there are some bumps in the road as any new partnerships go, but my understanding is everyone is excited and is on board, and Xcel Energy is becoming very, very easy to work with when it comes to installing solar.
What about customers?
A lot of factors that go into it.
As I said, is there a big interest in these things?
If I had to put a guesstimate on it, Denny, I will be showing people, 4,000 or 5,000 times in 2025 what it would take to install solar on their roofs. So out of all of the roofing products that we offer, there's definitely the biggest interest in solar. And anybody that's looked at their energy bills over the last couple of years, me included, is looking for ways to save money on our energy bills. And if you can, some of our clients are going to get almost a net zero. So think about that. Like, I don't know about you. My electric bill is in that $400 range for my home. And if you can net zero that, that's almost $5,000 a year. Doesn't take long for payback to happen when you're getting $5,000 a year. Now, not all homes are that way. Most of the ones that we price out, you're looking at reducing your energy bill by 50%, and the payback is going to be in that 10 to 15 year range. But some of these houses if you got a very little shade and the right types of slopes, it's not hard to get to a very big system.
Well, what's the process, Andy? I can hear a lot of interest out there from our listeners. If somebody does need a new roof and they thought, I would too, even though my roof is solid. If I was looking to have a new roof installed, I definitely would check on these things for sure. What is the process if somebody just calls Lindus and say, hey, I want to check out these solar shingles? What is the process? What happens after that first phone call?
We're going to get all the pertinent information. We're going to start the process when the phone call ends, meaning we're going to be able to pull up a picture of your home. We'll start running it through our system, designing the system. So when we sit down with you, we can show you what the maximum amount of energy you can create on your roof, what the most efficient way to create energy on your roof, and what all those costs are. And just like anything, there's no obligation. We're going to sit down, show you what it is. If you like it, great. If not, no pressure. And those are free in-home consultations, always. So if you are interested, and I think you hit the nail on the head there, Denny. If you're getting a roof, you need to do yourself a favor and talk to somebody about GAF Energy Shingles. It doesn't have to be me. There's a couple of us in the Twin Cities that are doing it. Because it's going to open your eyes on how much that's going to cost. I mean, you're going to be spending, for instance, if you're going to be spending $25,000 on a roof, to get the upper end shingles, class 4 shingles with some GAF energy solar component, you're probably looking in that $35,000 range to $40,000 range. So for an extra $10,000 or $15,000, now you're going to have a GAF energy roof. Now, if the insurance company is paying for part of your roof, and here's the kicker, 30% of the entire cost of the roof is a tax credit.
The whole roof?
Say of the entire roof. So again, your normal roof is $25,000. Now this roof costs you $40,000. You're going to get a $12,000 tax credit. So the federal government's going to be paying you $12,000 of the $15,000 that it costs you to upgrade to the solar shingle. It just really starts to make a lot of sense. And agree or disagree with whether the federal government should be subsidizing solar. They are. So this, and they are through, I want to say 2032 right now, I think the funding runs through. So take advantage of it. There's a reason why they're doing this. All our electrical needs are going up and up. So I think as a whole, we need to take a look at what every one of us can do to make our electrical systems more stable. You read about what can happen in Minnesota, rolling blackouts. I don't think we'll ever get to that point. I think our government officials are on top of it and making enough infrastructure investments that we might not have to worry about that. But it doesn't take much of a search engine search to start to read about where some of our programs expire, where we're getting our energy currently, and what we're going to have to do in the future to make sure we don't have to deal with rolling blackouts like some of the other states. So I think if you're in the market for a roof, it's in your best interest to take a look at some of the solar options that are out there.
Most definitely. Hang on, Andy. We're going to come back with more of our home improvement show after the forecast. So just stay with us. 651, we've pick up on some text questions here, too. 651-461-9226. If you have any kind of a home improvement question for Andy here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And welcome back to our home improvement show presented every week by our friends at Lindus Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S. You want to get in touch? Maybe you got a project in mind. Maybe you would like to get those solar shingles Andy and I have been talking about. 844-9-LINDUS, whatever your project in mind. Give Lindus a call this coming week. 844-9-LINDUS. Andy, we were talking about these solar shingles, and a texter called, and not a stupid question at all, texter says, could I walk on solar shingles? It is a good question.
Yes. Yes, you can walk on these. Just like any shingle, you just got to be careful of damaging them. You know, you don't want to be, if you have rocks or something in your shoe, you could damage them. Just like if you have rocks in your shoe, you could damage a regular shingle. So you can walk on them. If you can avoid it, I would.
Now, if somebody calls Lindus and they want to check out to see if they're a candidate, if that's the term, Lindus does not have to make up work. You're plenty busy doing other things. But in some cases, I mean, in all cases, somebody will come out. If you're interested in the solar shingles and you need a new roof anyway, you guys, Lindus analyzes this as far as sun exposure. I mean, can there be a house, say, one side of the house is poor, but the other side is really get a lot of sun? I mean, it can that happen?
Absolutely. It happens all the time. And I know people ask questions a lot about snow cover. when we factor in how much electricity your system is going to generate annually, we're factoring in snow cover. And so we know that there's going to be times that the panels are covered in snow and aren't generating as much electricity as they would if they weren't covered in snow. So we factor that in. So when we're giving you a system, that guarantee is guaranteeing it's going to generate this much energy. And this is why there's a check-in every year, every 5 years. We will give you either a make good or install more solar shingles if need be. This, as you know, not all winters are created equal. Last winter, not a lot of snow cover. This winter, haven't had a ton of snow, but still more snow cover than last year, and we're just getting started with our winter. If I recall, March can be not last March, but a lot of Marches where we're plowing daily, it seems like. Or, you know, my little town celebrates Norwegian Independence Day, the 17th of May, and I've been in a softball tournament while it was snowing out before for that little celebration. So it doesn't happen often, but we have had snow in the middle of May before. So I can't predict what the weather is going to be, but we can look at averages. So we factor in a five-year average of snow cover into how much electricity our panels are going to generate.
I find it interesting what you told us, that that there's a federal tax credit that applies to the entire roof, not just the solar panel, which is another huge plus, at least in my opinion. I'm looking at a text about, we mentioned this earlier, about icy condensation. This one happens to be on the lower inside panes of an 11-year-old window. What's causing that, do you think?
You know, I think they followed up with the text, too, saying that the humidity range in the 25 to 29% range, which that's a great humidity level. Now we'd want to see where the cold air is coming from. Chances are it might be an installation issue of the window. 11-year-old windows shouldn't be frosting up on the regular. If it's only happening during extreme below zero weather, that's one thing. But if this is something you've noticed every year since the windows are installed, it could be that you're getting the stack effect, you're getting drafts coming down, it's coming out that window, making that glass colder than it needs to be. Or you could have an installation problem. It might be, what I would do is contact the people that installed your windows and have them do an inspection. If it was us, we would be able to narrow down what's going on in your home. It could be a lack of airflow too. I've seen it where people have, like, the windows that frost up are the windows that always have the curtains drawn on them. So you may want to, you know, open up those curtains for the daytime periods and see what happens. But without digging further into it, I wouldn't be able to tell you exactly why those windows are frosting up when you have humidity levels that low. If your humidity levels are under 30%, Denny, the frost up issues on your windows should be very, very minimal, if at all, if you don't have something else is going on there that I would have to do some digging into to figure out. But that's the nice thing about our people. When we come to your house, we come packing with a whole bunch of diagnostic tools. We've got cameras that can look inside walls, infrared imaging. We have a vaporizer device that we're going to be able to use in every room to see where the air flows. And just by a visual inspection, our people are going to be able to find a lot of things, what's going on with your ventilation, what's going on with your basement, what's going on with your doors. So we can really start to look at your home as a whole to try to make it the most comfortable and the healthiest home it possibly can be. The thing people have to keep in mind, your insulation and ventilation is as much about the air quality in your home as anything.
No, that's absolutely true. And you gave me a thought here. If someone wants maybe just not just a new roof, but if they need a new roof, or if they want to do the whole solar shingle process, I would assume that Lindus is going to want to investigate that whole attic area first. At least I'd want you to.
And anytime I'm telling you, if you meet with a roofer that doesn't have to ask to get into your attic, they're not a good roofer. That's the shortest answer I can give on there. Anytime you're putting a roof on or touching your roof, the attic should be a consideration. The amount of insulation, the amount of ventilation, the amount of intake you have, all of those things have to work together. The reason why we always look at attics when we're installing roof stenting is because we know we're putting a 50-year bulletproof warranty on this. And GAF has entrusted us to install this shingle in a manner that is going to last all of those 50 years. And the best way to do that is to make sure you have a well-ventilated attic. The unventilated attics and that attics that don't have enough intake or enough exhaust are what cuts down on the lifespan of most shingles and causes ice dams and a variety of other issues. So when for us, Denny, it's never about winning a month or a quarter, which is getting to be the most disheartening thing in my industry. In our industry right now, there's a lot of big business starting to own small companies, meaning that around the country, big business in corporate America, private equity, public equity is gobbling up contractors, HVAC people, roofers, siders, gutter people, and they're using the same names, but their decision-making is by a boardroom based on the bottom line. An actual conversation I had with somebody recently was about, well, if I were you guys, I'd try to fire that CEO. It was kind of tough to fire him when you have a 30% increase. I'm like, unless character is more important than dollars, then yeah. But for us, it's never about winning the quarter, never about winning the month, it's never about winning the day. What I want to do is make sure that I'm not dealing with a bunch of stuff I put on the walls 20 years from now. That's important to me. And it's why 65% of the revenue year over year is generated by past customers or repeat business at Linus Instruction. When we can continue to put on the best of the best, installed by the best of the best, and make sure not only are people make a living wage, they have enough to take care of their families. Because to be honest with you, getting work done by Lindus isn't cheap. But what good in life is cheap? I can tell you a few times I went cheap, I ended up spending more money in the long run because, I take a fishing rod. I buy a brand new fishing rod. This is the first ever real big fishing trip I went on. And, I spent what I thought was a lot of money, but it was the lower range rod. It was like a $50 rod. Well, the first rock I set hook on this fly-in fishing trip, I broke the rod in half. Ended up buying a rod from a guy up there. That was, it was a $150 rod, but up there it was a $200 rod. So instead of me spending $150, now I'm $250 in to a fishing rod. I hear these types of things happen in home improvements all the time. Where were this? Heck, just take insulation alone, Denny. The majority of our attics that we deal with have three or four different types of insulation in them. Meaning I believe they've paid people three or four different times to put more insulation in, and it still hasn't fixed the problem. Why? Because insulators don't look at ventilation, they don't look at intake, they don't look at attic air sealing. What are they in the line for? Like they're working with a big manufacturer that manufactures insulation. So what are they trying to sell you? Insulation. And it's just a small factor what goes into your attic. So I implore everyone, know who you're doing home improvements with, ask the question who your owner is and how they're making decisions. And if someone is way cheaper than everyone else, it should be a red flag. Like all things in home improvement, 2, 3, 4 estimates sometimes are what it takes. And then, heck, and just don't take my word for it. My guys and people get upset because they hear me say this on the radio. Like, yeah, I was at a customer's house. They ended up buying 2 weeks after I was out there because you told them to get 2 or 3 estimates. And I just try to always remind people. The nice thing about Linus Instruction, Denny, is we don't have to worry about people thinking about it and saying no. I know the more people think about my proposals and what our people do and how we do it, the more they're going to want to do it. So when I say no obligation, it really is no obligation. This is going to be the lowest pressure you've ever felt in a home improvement process. We're not there to sell you anything. In fact, if you go and look at some of our reviews, some of our best reviews are people that say, hey, Linus person came out and said, you could do this, but at this time, I don't think you would need to. Let's keep an eye on it. And if next year you're still doing the same problems, then you can look at spending the money. But your insulation seems fine. You have a vapor barrier. All of your ventilation is where it should be. So let's, you don't need to spend the $10,000 now. hold it, and let's see what the future brings.
Oh, that's your company. That's your family. Still family-run business. It's a great company. And like I said earlier, you don't need to make up work. Quality work. Yeah. I tell you what, I'm getting a bit of a signal here. We need to take a very fast break, but we have. Let's come back with more. I'm going to field a couple of text questions that we didn't get to yet. Here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Stay with us. We're back. Very good. Denny Long here with Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. We are in our final moments of the show, Andy, and I'm trying to get as many questions answered as we can. Here's a text that came in a bit ago. It said, I'm going to reside an old 500-square-foot cabin. It's poorly insulated, and we plan to heat it all winter. Should I expose the wall cavities, remove the old insulation, and spray foam from the outside, or is there a better and cheaper way to approach it? What would you do there, Andy?
I think he's going down the right path. Is there a cheaper way to approach it? Possibly. Is there a better way? No. You really want to seal up an old 500-square-foot cabin that you're going to be living in year-round, then I would remove the sheathing and spray foam and go from there. Now, I would also look at, excuse me, Denny, a house wrap called Insultex. Insultex is a house wrap, just like Tyvek or any of the other ones out there, has a drainage plane. But it's also an R6. So maybe these walls are already insulated, but chances are if it's an old cabin, it's only a 2x4 construction. So you're not going to get to an R26 without the use of Insultex, which is what we recommend on the exterior walls. If it's pretty easy. Now you have to be real careful. I don't know what the inside of the home is. So spraying from the outside in is a professional job. Should be, you know, somebody that's done spray foam is a spray foamer to do this type of work. Way easier to spray foam to the sheathing from the inside out.
All right. Very good. Thanks for the question, listener. And with solar shingles, I'm looking at another text. A lot of interest in those solar shingles, Andy. With solar shingles, the question is, are you using the electricity generated in your home, storing it in an on-site battery for future use, or putting it into the grid? How would you address that one?
Right now, it's getting put into the grid. There are battery systems that you can get to hook up. It's actually going to be more cost-effective to do that. The batteries aren't cheap, but they would factor into the federal tax credit. The reason why most people aren't using the batteries is because the technology and the expense of the batteries right now is not quite there. GAF has looked at a couple of different partnerships with battery manufacturers, but it hasn't gone anywhere as of yet, as far as I know. So it is kind of the drawback. You are selling your energy back to the grid and then buying it from that grid at a higher rate than what you sold it at. So if you can store it and use that energy, then it's going to be more cost effective that way. And I think we're going to get there sometime in the next couple, 3 years, but we're just not quite there yet where that's a viable option for everyone.
Andy, it's getting close to the end of the month. I always like to ask you every show what kind of deals can be had with Lindis Construction, either now or coming up this coming month. What can you tell us?
75% off labor on the installation of Infinity Windows by Marvin, Leaf Guard gutters, and the GAF energy shingle. And as we do at all times of the year, our free heat map analysis, we're going to come in with a variety of technology and really help you understand what's going on in your home. I'm telling you, it might be the best 60 to 90 minutes you've spent to really start to understand how your home is heated, where you're losing energy, and what changes, if any changes, should be made to your insulation, ventilation, and or attic air sealing.
And this is a great time of year to do it, isn't it?
It is. And just to be clear, I don't think your house is too dry if you have no frost in your windows. I just think you need to check the humidity levels. If you have frost on your windows and the humidity is above 40% this time of year, the humidity level is the problem almost always. If your humidity levels are fine and you're still getting frost on your windows, now you have a problem with your walls, your windows, or your attic, and it should be inspected.
All right, Andy, we're going to have to leave it at that. We are plumb out of time, but let's join forces again next Saturday. What do you say?
Sounds great, Danny. Thank you. Have a great day.
Good deal. Have a good week. Thanks, Andy. Andy Lindis. Yeah, if you want to get in touch with whatever we talked about, could be solar shingles, could be those great Infinity by Marvin windows, siding, insulation, whatever the case may be. 844-9-LINDIS. 844-9-LINDIS. Call him this coming week. Great company. Right now in the Twin Cities, we're expecting some snow showers off again, on again. Temperature will drop to 7 overnight. We'll see sunny skies and near 30 tomorrow. It's going to be a nice day. Partly cloudy now, 25 degrees Denny Long. Thanks for listening.